Last Voyage of the Valentina by Santa Montefiore.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Born in England in 1970, Santa Montefiore grew up in Hampshire. She's married to historian Simon Sebag Montefiore. They live with their two children, Lily and Sasha, in London. Visit her at www.santamontefiore.co.uk and sign up for her newsletter. For my aunt, Naomi Dawson. Acknowledgements. Thank you to Ian Chapman, Suzanne Babineau, and their brilliant team at Simon & Schuster for republishing this book with a beautiful new cover, and to my agent, Sheila Crowley, for her wise counsel. Prologue. Italy, 1945. It was almost dark when they reached the palazzo. The sky was a turquoise blue, fading into pale orange just above the tree line where the sun was setting. The stone walls rose up, sheer and impenetrable, to quixotic towers, and a tattered flag drooped on its pole. Once, when the winds of fate had blown more favourably, it had danced on the breeze with vitality, dominating all around it. Now ivy was gradually choking those walls to death, like the slow poisoning of an old principessa, whose breath now rattled up from her belly in fits and starts. Memories of her celebrated past, that lay within the fabric of the ramparts, were evaporating beyond recognition and recovery, and a foul smell emanated from her bowels where decay had set in, along with the putrefying foliage of the wild.